Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 session, and we're going after a very specific target, an Amen-style edit that feels like it came out of a 90s basement. Dark jungle, early drum and bass pressure. Gritty, roomy, punchy, slightly distorted but still swinging, still clear, and still fast. The big idea for today is coloring, not just processing. We're taking a chopped break, and we're giving it an identity. Rolled off highs. Aggressive mids, controlled tails, a boxed room, and a little bit of corrupted texture sitting around the clean transients. Dirty without losing punch, dark without losing groove. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. I like starting at 170 because it's unforgiving in the best way. Also go into preferences, record warp launch, and turn off auto warp long samples. We're going to warp on purpose. Not by accident. Now quickly set up some groups so you can think like a producer, not like a file browser. Make a breaks group, a bass group, a ragga group for vocals and one-shots, and an FX or Atmos group. This matters later, because the whole point is to make the break sit under bass and vocals like it's supposed to.